This is the fifth year that relay has taken place in Donegal, first one being in 2012. And last year we got battered with the wind and the rain and one thing or another, but the gods were good to us this year. We had fantastic weather and it brought the people out and, you know, the smiling faces and everybody. You can't beat good weather. It's just amazing. And the crowds who were in over the weekend were up. I mean, there must have been 5,000 people there on Saturday night at the candle ceremony. And it can't be far off that this evening again with Daniel O'Donnell in concert.
Now, we're still at the very early stages in terms of how much you raised, but are you hoping to exceed last year's amount?
We're not actually hoping to exceed last year's amount. We made 65,000 last year, and this year we took a conscious decision that we actually set a target of 50,000, because one of the things that we wanted to do was to improve the education and awareness piece through Relay for Life. And we have tried to incorporate that into, you know, our relay and into our schools program, which we launched. And thankfully, Loretto Convent in Letterkenny and Mulroy College piloted for us. And it's a 13-week project that we're hoping other schools will take on board next year with their TY students. And, you know, after 13 weeks, it's got accreditation from us and the Cancer Society. And it'd allow them to use it as part of the Gashka Award or the John Paul Award or Presidential Award. So it's something we really are trying to get the message across, that education and awareness is at least as important as the finance.